Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, now I love to proclaim it in tongues wherever I am.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I just want to welcome you, each and every one of you. It's a blessed Sabbath, as we're still waiting for more participants. I just want to praise the Lord and thank Him for this holy Sabbath day of rest. Thank Him for health and strength. I'll play one more song before I do a word of prayer and I do a little reading. God is good and He is worthy to be praised. Even when we don't give Him the praise and honor, He's worthy of it. So we should give it to Him. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today, than to be the Jesus. than anything that this world affords today.
Amen, amen. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, as the song said, I'd rather have Jesus than anything, O Father. Help us, Lord, to know the urgency of you coming, the urgency of accepting you as our personal Savior, to get our hearts in order, our home in order, Lord, our mind, O Father, in order, Lord. There's a battle for our minds, which is our heart, O Father. We ask that you will keep us from falling and present us faultless. We ask that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit, Lord, a right mind within our heart. Take not your spirit from us, or lead us not away, Father, but bless us this evening, Lord. Protect us and guide us. Keep us, O Father, that we come and unify in fellowship and praising you and asking for forgiveness of sins, of iniquity, of transgression. And just we just want to say thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you for another Sabbath day. We are here to worship you, Lord. We're still here, Lord, to give you glory. Have mercy upon us when we fail to give you glory or we fall short of it. Please forgive us. Help us to come up to a higher standard. Bless each and every one of us, Lord, as we gather. Those on the internet, those on the phone, be with the speaker in the markway, Lord. Bless him, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill him afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We also need a baptism of your Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. And I will read, I was reading the devotion this morning, and it was about the Sabbath. It was a really nice devotion, and it was a blessing. So I will read I'll read a part of it. Okay. I hope everyone had a good week. And as we look for favors soon coming, let us be prepared. Exodus chapter 20, verse 19 through 20 reads, I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgment, and do them, and hallow my Sabbath. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. The Sabbath was given to all mankind to commemorate the work of creation. So it's to celebrate the work of creation. The great Jehovah, when he had laid the foundation of the earth, when he had dressed the whole world in his garb of beauty and created all the wonders of the land and the sea, instituted the Sabbath day and made it holy. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, the Sabbath was set apart as God's memorial and sanctified and blessed the day in which he had rested from all his wondrous work. As the tree of knowledge was placed in the midst of the Garden of Eden, so the Sabbath command is placed in the midst of the Decalogue in regards to the fruit of the tree of knowledge. The restriction was made, ye shall not eat of it, lest ye die. Genesis chapter 3, verse 3. Of the Sabbath, God said, ye shall not defile it, but keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 28. As the tree of knowledge was the test of Adam's obedience, so the fourth commandment is the test that God has given to prove the loyalty of all his people. The Sabbath is a token between God and his people. It is a holy day given by the Creator to man as a day upon which to rest and reflect upon sacred things. God designed it to be observed through every ages as a perpetual covenant. It was to be regarded as a peculiar treasure, a trust to be carefully treasured. And, you know, we are peculiar people, so the Sabbath is a peculiar treasure, and it which goes hand in hand. As we observe the Sabbath, let us remember that it is the sign between heaven, which heaven has given to man, that it is accepted in the beloved, that as he is obedient, he may enter the city of God and partake of the fruit of the tree of life, as he refrained from labor on the seventh day. We testify to the world that we are on God's side. We're going to be asked that question, whose side are you on? Continue. And are striving to live in perfect conformity to his commandments. Thus we recognize as our sovereign the God who made the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. The Sabbath is the class which unite God and his people. Amen. So the Sabbath unite us with our Creator, God, and it set us apart. And others should be able to know that we are Sabbath keeper. We are peculiar people. And may the Lord help us to keep the Sabbath holy, not doing our own things or not speaking our own words. And may we repent when we have fallen short, and may we ask for forgiveness. Amen. So please press 1 if you have a testimony, a prayer request, scripture reading that you would like to share, or you also, if you would like to offer a word of prayer, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. 985-232. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath. See if you're on mute, please. Is that Sister Brenda? If you're speaking, I cannot hear you for some reason. Unless you stepped away from the phone, but you raised your hand, so I'm not sure what's going on. But I cannot hear you. And let's keep each other in prayer. I pray that my phone won't shut down on me or the internet. It was the internet. So let's keep each other in prayer because we know the technological happen. Okay, so I cannot hear 985-232 for some reason. I cannot hear you if you're speaking. Is there anyone else that would like to share or try to make sure that it's, you know, that my phone is working well, that I can hear you? Please press 1, or you just want to offer a word of prayer or want to say happy Sabbath. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. God is worthy to be praised, and God is true. He's a jealous God over his people, over his Sabbath. So again, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I will turn to Isaiah chapter 58. But before I do that, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26, read, he that trusted in his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. So if we're trusting upon self and not upon God, it says we're a fool. But if we walk wisely, that means we listen to instruction, direction, we keep the law of God, and we're obedient, it said, we shall be delivered from the snare, from the evil one, that has come upon the earth, having great wrath, seeking who he may devour. So let us stay faithful. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14 read, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own word, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That was Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14. Amen, amen. Again, press one, brothers and sisters, so that I can open your line so that you can share this evening. I will go back and see, check the line again of 985-232. Amen. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just would like to thank God for his blessings. Well, we went to bed last night and woke us up. Just want to thank him for his mercy. I truly would like to read a devotion prayer. God, you are amazing. You exist in three persons, and yet you are one. You live in communion with the Spirit and the Son, and you chose to allow humans to commune with you. You sent Jesus so that he could make it so we can come before you. I worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful time we have worshiping the Lord. And then he are amazing. He exists in three persons, but he one. So God worked miracles, especially sending his son. And then his son died for us. So I just look at this blessing, and I make sure I think of it and think of my bed of affliction, how it gives some reflection on me and raised me up. And I just thank God. It just be a joy to me. I don't know how everybody else feels, but those that haven't had anything done from God, they don't know yet. They haven't had that experience. But once you get that experience, you would know. It'll start a different turns in your life. It'll start to move different ways. And I tell you, it's just a miracle working in my body to where things I've started just letting go. And I'm just moving and using a certain way now. And I just can't see other things going back to, but he got a lot more working to do in me because I'm pressing forward. I'm trying to go forward, and I'm gonna keep on this battlefield for the Lord because I know he's been good to me. He's been on my bed of affliction. I don't know how many times, so that means you got something for him. He's telling me I got work to do. Share and tell somebody something and share, and that's what I do, and tell these testimonies how he raised me up. So I thank the Lord, and I just want to ask for prayers for all my brothers and sisters on that bed prayer line, and pray that those are weak, may God lift them up and wrap his arms around them and strengthen them, and those are strong, may he continue strengthening us and lift us up and continue us going on our studying. And God bless each and every one. Happy Sabbath. And God bless each and every one. That'll be it for me today, Brother John is not in right now. He had to go on a medicine mission for me, but he got stuck. He couldn't, he hadn't made it back yet.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister amen. Brenda, for coming on and sharing. Amen. May the Lord truly bless you and keep you and, you know, protect you and be with Brother John also and your family as a whole. Again, we thank you for coming on and sharing. God bless. I will go ahead and open the line for the next caller. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. 518-951. Your line is now open.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, Sister
Amen.
Powell. Thank you
Happy
for Sabbath. Opening my line. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. Blessed Sabbath to everyone. Brothers and sisters, it's a joy, it's a privilege for us to join on this line each moment. You know, when I do listen, you know, to my sisters and their testimony and their praise, it brings joy in my heart to know and to see that, you know, when we have that faith to trust God and what he has been doing for us, we cannot keep it on to ourselves. We have to let it out. And I just want to thank God that God is using us, Lord, especially when I listen to Sister Brenda and Brother John. It is a privilege to listen to our dear sister and brother and to see how God has been working in his in their life. You know, and this brings me to just a little, as she was talking, just opened my book last evening. And you know what? I saw the joy. I heard the joy. And I saw the peace that my sister has. And all the determination that she has now is to go and share her experience to others so that they can come to God. It said communion with the Father and the Son, right? We heard that. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It says the people, and you know what she said? She did not go into no Trinitarian. She said there are one, brothers and sisters. Who is talking to my dear sisters, right? The Lord is doing it. And that is the way it said, when we become, when we in Christ, we are a new creature. All things are past. Behold, all things become new. It said, your communion with the Father and the Son. The people of God are privileged to hold open communion with the Father and the Son. We should see him face to face without a dimming veil between. And we find that in GC 677 and 1911. We should ever dwell with and enjoy the light of his precious countenance. My heart leaps with joy at the cheering prospect, right? And it also says, heaven is where Christ is. Heaven would not be heaven to those who love Christ if he were not there. Let's continue. There will be a close and tender relationship between God and the risen saint. Desire of Ages, 606-1894. Brothers and sisters, God have promised us all the blessings, and it is our privilege this Sabbath evening to really praise him for what he has done for us. So I just want to lift up my praise to him. Brothers and sisters, God is good. God is great, to especially this family, the Powell's family. Despite of trials, tribulation, death, sickness, God is always there. And in the midst of these trials is joy beneath. So I'm so grateful tonight, dear. I just report, just a short little report of seeing that they put away our cousins and our niece and mother and everyone yesterday. And brothers and sisters, there is a lot of lessons I learned from just watching on the Zoom because I was not able to go. But I watch it, and when I do watch it, some of the things, my dear brothers and sisters, and you do know that in funeral services that you always heard very grating. And sometimes you wonder if it's the individual who you know, right? You know, you are not hearing anything as bad thing. You're hearing good, good, to hear how the person is. And this brings to me that, you know, we have to be very, very careful. And as the Lord said, our life that we live will bear fruits, right? So he is looking for fruit from us, that whatsoever happen in our life, and we have to be able to represent Christ and to lift him up so that we can bear the fruit. Well, a good thing I got from it eventually, it drew me to the story, my dear brothers and sisters on this line, Happy Sabbath again, the 12 spies that went out to spy the land. We have 12 spies went out, and only 2 came back with good report, right? 2 spies. So whatsoever you do, despite of how what go happen, and you may get failure, you know, there is always one person who will be there to say thank you. Thank you for what you have done. Just a short version of what I have experienced yesterday. So out of that, you know, I give God the praise for listening to the one, and I would not expect that one individual, and he's the male, would come and God have been touching and moving him for his to say. So when what happened, I do call my cousins them, in, you know, encouraging them, comforting them with words of courage. And in this time, they all need it. We all do need it, but there are some stronger force. So when I spoke to my cousin, and he's a male, the eldest one out of the with children, he's the eldest one, a male. And he said to me, thank you, auntie. Thank you for prayer. I tell you, I felt so good listening to you and hear you that you pray, because this is what I really need. And when he said it, you know what? I say, thank God, you know, for what God have been doing. Then after he said it, he said, auntie, I will be coming up today, and I will see you sometime. I say, okay, sis, journey home. But after that, he said, he's gone. But auntie, I have something to tell you. And when he says that, I said, what it is? He said, auntie, I want to tell you thanks that God have uses you to bring us to church all these years when we were smart. And the things that we learned that was taught to us, it is what carrying me and help me today to stand up to face what happened to us now. Auntie, thank you, thank you. I said to him, tears came down my eyes, my sister, and I said, thank God. I said, they call his name, said, look here, I give God thanks, my dear. Hi, auntie, don't do anything. God have done it too, auntie. And I'm so grateful that I was able to be obedient to the Lord when you guys were small, that I could bring you to church every Sabbath, I would go and pick up those four children, and I took them to church. I was able to bring them back home, take them back to Hawaii, right through for years. And one, my dear sister and brother on the line, came back and share with their relative that I thank God that God have used you to allow me to go to church. And now I thank God for the message that was taught to me. So, brothers and sisters, let us continue to pray for each other. Only God can do it. It may be hard. It may be tough. It may be difficult. You know, by even sharing the love of God to someone out there, by stretching your hand to some help for the needy who you see there. And you may say, boy, we're doing that because others are not welcome, don't thankful for what they have received. But God knows the heart of each one. And we know that, you know, God will use even one, you know. So I'm asking everyone to pray for the Campbell's family, the Elliott family, the families them that are mourning at this time, especially the children and also the ex-husband. He asked for prayer, and his name is Nev Hudson. You know, we're asking you to pray for him that God will give him the strength, because he was not treated the way God would like him to. But ask you to pray for him that he got the strength. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Continue to lift me up in prayer. Bye.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing. What a time of sorrow and yet a time of joy for the family to come together and to see that this is real, death is real, and Jesus is soon to come. Jesus is soon to come, and he wants us to be ready. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? And we will keep all the family in prayer. Amen. Amen. Anyone else would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. 518-482, your line is now open.
Good evening. Happy Sabbath to the one and all. This is Sister Cancinelli from upstate New York. Well, I'm just happy to be here. Another Sabbath. God has kept us safely through the week. I was trying to get some disturbance from some friend just now. That's why I couldn't get on the line. I was there, but I couldn't. But God is good. God is good. And I just want to read a little about the significance of the Sabbath revealed. It was revealed to James and Ellen White. It took the stand purely from scriptural evidence to which their minds had been directed in the bait trap. And if we know the Seventh-day Adventist thing, we know they have this. We had this trap, I could remember it, that they used to give out, the bait trap. Then on the first Sabbath in April 1847, 7 months after they began to keep and teach the seventh-day Sabbath, the Lord gave a vision to Mrs. White at Topham, Maine, in which the importance of the Sabbath was stressed. She saw the table of the law in the ark of the heavenly sanctuary and a halo of light about the fourth commandment. For account of this vision, the position previously taken from health, it helped to broaden the believer's concept of Sabbath observance. In this revelation, Mrs. White was carried down to the close of time, and saw the Sabbath as a great testing truth on which human beings decided whether to serve God or to serve an apostate power. Looking back in 1874 to this experience, she wrote, I believe the truth upon the Sabbath question before I had seen anything in vision in referring to the Sabbath. It was 1 month after I had commenced keeping the Sabbath before I was shown the importance and its place in the third angel's message. So the Sabbath, as we see here, is very, very important. And then she went over to say the importance of Sabbath conference. She says, in providence of God, the Sabbath, the several Sabbath-keeping ministers who led out in the teaching these newfounded truths in company with the number of the followers came together in 1848, five Sabbath conference. And we might not be able to remember everything, but we remember people like Elder Bates, Hiram Edison, and his associates, James White, and all of these what you must call them. They were former, those who were, I can't even remember the word now, but they were the foundation of our, of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And you can say, looking back, we can remember Ellen White, her husband. Many of the people do not realize our family's foundation, our faith has been laid. But these people like Joseph Bates, Elder Pierce, Elder Hiram Edson, and all of these were people who had to do a lot of fighting to have the Sabbath that we are keeping today to be online. So I want to sing this song. What a joy it is to worship here. And it's, I always feel happy when I come here to give God praise and thanks, because it is really a joyous time when the Sabbath comes around. This song says, what joy it is to worship here and find ourselves at home. We are God who uses every gift. His room has room enough for all who come. So each one of us on this line tonight, we have a gift. Some may have better gifts than some. And when I say better gifts, some may be able to express themselves better, and they know what to say and whatever it is. But all of us have a gift, and thank God for that. Yes, none of us, not the two of us, none of us are alike. Of all the human race, and we must seek a common ground if we would share his grace. So if we share, if we are true Christians and we working together, we could come from the east, we can come from the west, we can come from the north, we could come from the south. But all of us has that common ground. You have to work to show that we are all God's children. And this song says, what joy it is to worship. It's very short. I just would like to sing it because it's in your hymn book. If you have your hymn book, you can find it. It's 586. 586. It's very short. I will just sing it. I would like to sing it. Oh, boy. Yes.
What joy it is to worship him and find ourselves at home, where God who uses every gift has room for all who come. Yet are not two of us alike, of all the human race, and we will see the common ground if we will share this
love. So this is one of my favorite songs, a very beautiful song. You could go home and read the words of this song. What joy it is to worship here. They all come and at one place to worship Christ. There we find a common ground. We come from the east, as I said, we come from the west, we come from the north, and we come from the south. But we all could worship together, one and at one common place. We have one aim. And we, that is what I like about the Christian, the Blessed Hope. Yes? We all come to worship. We all serve God, and we give our own experiences, how God has led us. And it's very interesting as we sit each Sabbath here on this line and try to encourage our brothers and sisters that the Sabbath is a very, very important, to us. We might not think it's important, but it's very important because the Sabbath would be the mark in which we would be identified, even as Seventh-day Adventists. So, brothers and sisters, don't take the Sabbath day for granted. Let's plan the Sabbath throughout the week. Don't wait until Friday afternoon. Just have the Sabbath in your memory from Sunday. From Sunday morning, you start to plan for the Sabbath. So when the Sabbath hours comes around, we could be right there at sunset to welcome God's holy day. So my dear brothers and sisters, I just want to just leave this important, important thing about the Sabbath, and that we should always be on time to welcome the Sabbath and to close the Sabbath. This is why it says we should always mark the Sabbath by its opening and its close. And you know, many people do not know that, that the Sabbath today should be marked by its opening. We should be in time there to welcome the Sabbath. And when it closes, we should stop what we are doing and close God's holy day. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is just my little encouragement to you this evening. God bless and have a wonderful Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath again to all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for those wonderful words and that song. Praise the Lord. The Sabbath is a sign between us and God. May the Lord help us to keep it holy. Help us to be on time. And, you know, rebuke us where rebuke and chasten us, as he, you know, those that he loves and he'll chasten, you know. May he help us to get our home in order, our life in order, for he's soon coming. Amen. Thank you again. 225-337, happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Viola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I would like to share my scripture from Joshua chapter 1 and verses 7 and through verses 9. And it says, only be thou strong and very courage, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe and to do according to all that it is written therein. For then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. And I just want to thank the Lord for that, because as I was listening, Sister Consonelli remind us how we should open the Sabbath and close it out. I just want to thank God for everyone that remind us of how we should be obedient to the Lord, because as the Bible said, remember the Sabbath. God say remember for a reason. And often, you know, we should remind one another of something that the Lord have said. So I would like to just sing a song, Sister Carla. I will follow thee. Let me just attempt to sing this by God's grace. I would love to sing this song. I love this song also. I will follow thee, my Savior. wheresoever my life may be. Where thy goest, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, I'll follow thee. Though the road may be rough and the thorn is tackless as the fawning sea. I'm off course. Thou hast tried it this way before me, and I'm gladly follow thee. Though I met with tribulation, sorely tempted though I be, I remember thou was tempted and rejoice to follow thee. Through thy leadest me through affliction, poor forsaken though I be. Though was destitute afflicted, and I only follow thee. Though to Jordan rolling billows, cold and deep thou leadest me. Thou hast crossed the waves before me, and I still will follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I follow thee. I just want to thank the Lord for the song, because truly we all desire to follow our Savior and the example that he left for us. I want to thank you for opening my line, Sister Carla, and I want to thank my brothers and sisters for listening to all the testimonies and sharing, and it's just such a happy time, the Sabbath, to hear these praise and just to give God the glory. So thank you once again, and may God bless, and happy Sabbath to everyone. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing, and also for your song. And we just want to give God the praise and the glory, which only belongs to him. May the Lord help us. Yes, the testimonies are powerful. The reminder of God's word and his truth. The Sabbath is a testimony of our love, our reverence to God. As I was reading earlier, it said, as the tree of knowledge was placed in the midst of the Garden of Eden, so the Sabbath command placed in the midst of the Decalogue. In regards to the fruit of the tree of knowledge, the restriction was made, ye shall not eat of it, lest ye die, Genesis 3:3. Of the Sabbath, God says, ye shall not defile it, but keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Exodus 28. As the tree of knowledge was the test of Adam's obedience, so the fourth command is the test that God has given to prove the loyalty of his people. That's you and me, brothers and sisters. Wow. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath. I will open the line for 631-552. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath. Brother, happy Sabbath, Mr. Caller. Thank you for opening up my line. Very interested. Things have been shared tonight. Something of deep reflection. When we see that this day that God has created is a blessing to humanity, but many times as people of God, we take lightly this wonderful day. And I want to thank God for those who have been sharing and encouraging us to guard the edge of the Sabbath and to welcome it and end it with thanksgiving. In Psalms, the 71 chapter, it says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put in confusion. In verse 2, deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Verse 3, be thou my strong habitation whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. He continues in verse 8, let my mouth thy praise and with thy honor all the day. So David, one of my favorite Bible characters, because he speaks to God from his heart. And every word that he speaks, even when he's in trouble or when he's not in trouble, he's speaking with God. That's why the Bible says he's like a friend of God. Because David, a man of God's own heart, he's always speaking. And we see the book of Psalms is his conversation, loaded with conversation between God and David. A little quote here says, pray, that is seeking God by inviting God to be at work in my life. Fasting, that is hungering for God by denying myself to respond to God. Resting, that is making time for God by learning a personal Sabbath rhythm so there is room for God each day. So there's room for God each day. So I want to share my the song that I really love. One of the first songs that I learned as I become a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I want to thank God for this church because I've learned a lot of songs through this church that will help you in time of praise, time of difficulty. These songs you can reflect on. Just come to the fount of every blessing. Come to the fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, couple songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Ere I lose my heavenly treasure, either by thy help of God, and I know by thy good pleasure, save me to arrive at all. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. To rescue me from danger, interpose his precious blood. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a feather bind me closer still to thee. Proud to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Proud to leap share my heart. All take and seal. Seal it for thy courts above. From to wonder all I feel at. Proud to live the God I love. Is my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. That was a beautiful psalm. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's a beautiful song. God is good, and he's really, truly worthy to be praised with our song, with our praise, adoration, with our prayer, thanksgiving, and honor to him, and only him. Amen. I'll go to the next caller again. I believe Brother Yudi will be coming on soon, so I'll go to this next caller again. Thank you for calling. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. 857-505. Your line is now open.
Hello, beloved. Hello, Sister Carla. My name is Brother Eli. What happened to you? What happened to you on last Friday, my dear Sister Carla? Because, Sister Carla, I was thinking about you last Friday. I say, Lord, how come Sister Carla didn't make it on the prayer line? I say, Lord, come bless Sister Carla. I say, Lord, break every chain for Sister. Break every chain for Sister Carla, Lord. I say, God, break every chain for Sister Carla. Stand up for Sister Carla, Lord. I say, Lord, come bless Sister Carla, God, in a special way. Sister Carla, I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because he is good. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I have a prayer request, too. My prayer request tonight, Sister Carla, is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Carla. Lift up my mom in prayer. Sister Carla, don't forget to lift me up in prayer. I need a lot of prayer. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for our dear brother, Javel. Start with a J. J-A-J-A-V-E-L. Lift up brother Javel. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Sister Adelina. Sister Adelina, Sister Carla, is A-D-E-L-I-A. Lift up Sister Adelina. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jihari still, Sister Carla, because Brother Jihari needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Carla, yesterday was my birthday, so please lift me up in prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, I have a special song tonight, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, yesterday, Sister Carla, when I was for my birthday, I called Sister Tamiko and say, Sister Tamiko, can you pray for us? Can you pray for dear brother Jihari and Sister Adelina and me and us? Can we pray together? And we did pray together, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, we prayed together, all four of us. We prayed together, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, Sister Tamiko, it's really a blessing. Sister Tamiko, lift me up in prayer, Sister Carla, because she lift up my friends in prayer yesterday, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, I don't know, can Sister Tamiko mention their name, because she will tell you the news at the moment, Sister Carla, but let me sing a special song, and don't forget to pray for her grandchildren too, Sister Tamiko. Grandchildren, don't forget to pray for Brother Taiwan, Carisha. Pray for Sister Carisha. Pray for KDN. Lift for Sister KDN in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Marianne. Pray for all of them, and pray for her nephews and her nieces. And Sister Carla, I already talked to Sister Tammy week or yesterday, and we prayed together. We prayed together, me, Adelina, her, and me, and Jolly. We prayed together. But let me sing a special song, Sister Tamiko. I decided, Sister Carla, to follow Jesus. I had decided to follow Jesus. I had decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me. Let's sing a Sister Carla, let's sing a Sister Tamiko. The course before me. The world behind me, the course before me, the world behind me, the course before me, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. No, no, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. No, no, no turning back. Amen, Sister Carla. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Eli. Powerful song. I have decided to follow Jesus. That should be all that's on our mouth, that we have on our heart, that we have decided to follow Jesus. And no matter what, we're not going to turn back. No matter the trials that come upon us, the storm that comes before us, we have to stand up with our face to the full. We have to trust in the Lord and have, you know, knowing that he will strengthen us. 2 Corinthians 12:9, you know, in our weakness, we will become strong. And God is truly good. Since there's no one else, I'll ask Sister Pal if she can give us a word of prayer before I open the line for Brother Yudi. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. God is really, truly worthy to be praised. Amen. Let me make sure this is Sister Powell line. 518-951. Your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's pray, my dear brothers and sisters. It's a joy, it's a pleasure for us to come to listen to those wonderful songs and testimony and praise, you know. I felt the Spirit, I felt the Holy Spirit is in this place tonight, and I'm so grateful. So let us pray, my dear brothers and sisters. Father, we come to you this moment with joy in our heart, this blessed Sabbath day, to give you thanks and praises, Lord. Blessings, Lord, go up, Lord. Prayers go up and the blessings came down, Lord. And we want to thank you because we have received it. We have felt it, Lord, in our bones. With those wonderful songs, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Come down every fountain. I always love that song, dear Lord. It is a moving, touching song, Lord. So we just want to give you thanks for all the songs, then, dear Lord. And all the readings, dear Father, and the praise report. And we want to thank you for the new life. You have given another milestone to our dear beloved brother, Eli, dear Lord. And we ask you to pour your blessings upon him as he have decided to follow you and also to share your word, your love, your mercies, your truth to those who he come contact with. So pour your blessings upon him as he pray for Jahari Javel, Lord Isma Shamiko, dear Lord. He asks for Tony and all the names, dear Lord. You know them, dear Father. His mother, dear Father, we ask you, Lord, to Compassiana and others. So we ask you for your blessings. You know their desire of their heart, and you know what they need, dear Father. You promise that you will supply their needs according to their riches in glory. So we ask you to help.
and to protect and to keep. Father, you're so good, Lord. And I do listen to Brother Eli, and I saw what you have done for Brother Eli. Lord, we know that you were there for him. We know you love your son. And Father, the ministry that he have been doing and the work that you have placed in his heart and his mind, Lord, he is really doing it, Lord, by sharing your love to those who we come contact with. So we ask you to bless him tonight, Lord. We lift up our dear beloved Sister Carla, who is hosting tonight. Strengthen her, dear Father. Allow the light to shine within her in the hall through the day, what she has done, Father, by working out there, Lord, bringing love to those out there who need someone, Lord, to be at their side, and Lord, to share your words with them. So I ask you to strengthen our dear beloved Sister Carla, and also our dear beloved children, oh Lord, Nicola and Nicholas and Amanda and all our family members, Lord. Continue to bless and keep them, especially the young ones, these young people. Allow them to follow you, study your word, Lord, and also be faithful to you to go and share the word. We want to lift up our dear beloved Sister Cancinelli as she come, Lord, how important it is for this organization, how we had come together, dear Lord, through the Lord, and what the Lord has done to our prophetess and those reformers that gone before us, Lord, and how the Sabbath was started, Lord, the Sabbath message with the prophecy that you have given unto our dear prophetess, Sister White, dear Lord. And we just want to thank you for all these things. And it allows us to know where we started and how we come by history. And dear Father, allow us that we can go and share these revelations to others. We want to thank you, Father, for our dear beloved brother, Honey, Lord. It is a blessing to hear him tonight. You are the great physician. You are the healer. He came down with a cold the other day, Lord, and you have been gradually healing your servant. You know he has the work to do to carry out this work in Bronx, New York, Lord, wherever he come contact with, and all the project that is going on, dear Lord, because you have warned us to minister into the city, because the words have to go out like wildfire so that they will understand the time that we are living in. So we just want to thank you for him, bless his children, Lord, keep them, and also his other family members, his sibling, we place them to you. Lord, we lift up our dear beloved Sister Brenda and Brother John. Father, we thank you for the growth, Lord, the new light, Lord, that Sister Brenda and some Brother John had received from you, and their testimony and the praises, and how they are sharing your love to others to draw them, Lord, by reading the words today, your words of truth, your words of light, and place it within their heart, dear Lord, that they can go and share with others. So pour your blessings upon Brother John and Sister Brenda, her daughter, her son, and our little grandchildren, and Lord, that she is raising. So we ask you, Father, for all the help that she needs, so that she will bring them, train them, Lord, with these words and prophecy and testimony, Lord, that you have given unto us, that we and your laws that you have given unto us, the commandment, Lord, that we should follow, and to teach our children in season, out of season, more when they go to bed and when they wake up. So, Lord, we place our young people to you so that they will understand more about you and that they will serve you more and more because it's it. Father, tonight, dear Lord, we lift up our dear brother Eli, brother Yudi, and his family, Lord, his children, Melissa and Mozart and Bernard, and their family, Lord, this health store, and the blessings that you have been pouring out, Lord, and also the work that they have been doing, and our people have been blessed, Lord. So we just want to thank you. This is the time when you told us that the Holy Spirit, the Lord of Rain, will be pouring down, falling upon your children, so that your children have that extra light with Revelation 18, where that extra, the angel came down and lightened the world with his glory, Lord. So we want to thank you for the lightning spirit of the Holy Spirit that you have given unto your son and your daughter to proclaim the gospel message wherever they go. We lift up to you tonight, dear Sister Leola, Father, our determination always to trust you and to follow you. I will follow you, my Savior, wheresoever you want her to go, Lord. And all of us, Lord, need to have that desire in our heart that we want to follow you, dear Lord. But, dear Lord, help us that we only can follow you when we are obedient to your will, your command, and to keep your laws, Lord, that we can be perfect, surrender everything to you, Lord. So all our desire tonight is to follow you. So we ask you, Lord, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and cover us with your righteousness, Lord. We just want to thank you. We also lift up tonight, dear Lord, our dear brothers and sisters that used to come on this line, and now we have not missed them. You know everything about them, Lord. Shake in their heart and allow them to come back. We lift up Sister Katie and her babies and Dominica, Lord, her grandbabies, Lord. Continue to pour your blessings upon each one, Lord, and we ask you to supply their needs, Lord, if it's physical, spiritual, Lord, and anything, dear Father, that they need as they come to you, dear Father, we ask you, Lord. We know that the sickness is out, the disease is out, another virus is here coming down, but allow us, Lord, not to fear no evil, because you said you will be with us and you want us to prosper. So, Heavenly Father, help us not to be afraid. We also lift up Sister Sandra Thomas, Lord. You know everything about her. She come on this line, Lord, and listening to your word, dear Father, her desire is to follow you. Her desire is to be obedient to you, and she want to learn more about you so that she can live a consecrated life with you. So we place her to you in your care. Sister Tamiko, Lord, continue to bless her. Continue to, Lord, for the love and that she has shown, and Lord, how she have been blessed, Lord, and thank you for everything that you have done for her in her life that she can share with her children, Lord, Taiwan, Tony, and Keisha, and also Elizabeth and Miriam and Rochelle, dear Father, as Brother Eli asked for prayer for them and her grandchildren, precious grandchildren, who she have been teaching, Lord, your words, by scripture passage, singing your song and reading your words to them. So we ask you to pour your blessing upon Sister Tamiko and provide for her many needs. Give her the strength she needs. You are the great physician. You are the healer, and you can do all things. Now, dear Lord, we lift up our dear beloved pastor, Elder Rick, Lord, to you tonight. Father, continue to pour your blessings upon him as maybe he's preparing for Sabbath, dear Lord. We know the work that he has been doing, Lord, in Queensbury Church. We ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon that little church, Lord Jesus. And hello, Lord, that your message will go out and that they will also go out and share your words of encouragement, your promises, Lord, to others, Lord. We ask you to bless the food pantry, dear Lord, as they come to gather food, that they will not only gather food, but they will accept the Sabbath, dear Lord, and that they will know that the Sabbath is the true Sabbath, that they should worship in spirit and in truth. So pour your blessings upon each one who come, Lord, to receive a package. We also lift up the school to you, Lord. You know that you told us that every church in every area should have a school, Lord, to educate our children. So we ask you, Lord, to send down blessings upon those teachers and also those children, and also circle the community, that the community will see the need, Lord, to incorporate more children, to bring in their children so that they can get a Christian education. Father, what more could we ask of you? We lift up Sister Stephanie as she prays you and give you thanks for all what you have done. Carja and KJ, dear Lord, we place at your care. And all the others, dear Father, there are so many names, those who are on the internet, Lord, who join us, Lord, from we started this program. We ask you to allow them, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, to touch their heart, that they will make a decision and that they will write and ask for prayer and also Bible study. So we place them in your care. And for all the others, Sister Dixon, Lord Jesus, Sister Carrie, Brother Lester Callis, Lord, those are the young people. We present to you Martina, dear Father, and all the others, then. There are so much in Naomi, Brother Johari, dear Father, in Texas, Lord, and Sister Rose in Texas, dear Father. We all lift all of them to you, dear Lord. Bless and keep and guide. And now, Lord, we lift up the pastor who will be bringing up Brother Yudi, who will be bringing the message, Father. That message will fill our heart and we will be blessed. Also, we present Brother Akeem James, Lord, faithful young man who, Lord, stick to your word and following your word. So we ask you to bless him. And also Chris Hudson, dear Lord, all of these brothers and young men are a part of this little group. So we ask you to bless them. And if there is anything we fail of asking you, where you are in the most holy sanctuary now, dear Father, interceding on our behalf, investigated judgment started, Lord, and it is going on even now. We ask you, Lord, please allow our names to be in that book of life and hear our request, Lord. So we place it at your feet. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for the prayer. Amen. You cover everything. So I just thank the Lord for you and the prayer. May the Lord continue to bless us and keep us and present us faultless before his coming. Amen. Amen. Again, welcome, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. Just want to welcome each and every one of you. God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. While I was just praying and asking God where I should go to church tomorrow, I've been home past two Sabbath, and this young lady I met today again for the second, third time at Walmart, she invited me to go to this church in Georgia. So I'm praising the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, and answering prayer. Now I will go ahead and open the line for Brother Yudi. Amen. Your line is now open, Brother Yudi. Happy Sabbath. See if your line is on mute, Brother Yudi.
All right. Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. And happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters in the Lord. I am in on the road, if you will, even right now. Today is a day of rest. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, right now, we are not getting any rest, not in that we are not sleeping. We're still sleeping, but the labor continues on the Sabbath as I am getting phone calls with brethren that we know who are ill with COVID-19. Some of them are in the ICU. Families are calling, talking to us, asking the Tree of Life to help in any capacity. Just last week, we were in the home of three of our brothers and sisters in the church who are ill with COVID-19, elderly, three of them. I had to go in, bring in food, take care of one of the sisters by her bedside and help her sit up to feed and to take care of her. We also have other individuals that we are taking care of. Another lady who is 500 pounds with lymphedema, unable to ambulate, unable to walk. She's been stuck in that position for 5 years, and she has been praying, she says, for someone to help her and for God to send help. And she called the store asking for us to help her lose weight. And she says she had no money to be able to do it. And so we said, sister, we will work on a plan for you, a meal plan. We will bring you food. She lives an hour and a half away. And I said that you don't have to give us anything. The Lord will take care of you. And I said, if you have 50 cents, if you have a dollar, you want to donate to the ministry, that's fine. If not, that is also okay. Her name is Sister Betty. My brothers and sisters, tonight I did not bring a sermon. I have brought a praise report and also to try to keep you up to speed with what has been going. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, eternal Father in heaven, I thank thee, Lord, for the work that you are doing. And I ask for your Holy Spirit as we speak upon these matters. Lord, we pray for your grace. We pray for your mercy. Pray for your angels that excel in strength to give us the wisdom and knowledge to know what to say. In Jesus' name, amen. In the book of John, the 14th chapter, Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples. And in John, the 14th chapter, there is a shift that takes place right after Peter denies his Lord. The Bible tells us that Peter had just finished denying his Lord in John chapter 13. And Peter is having a conversation with Christ about how he would give his life. Excuse me a second. How he would give up his life for Christ. And Christ says, really? In John chapter 13, Christ says unto Peter, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Wilt thou? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, that the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And in verse 14, Christ is still having the same conversation with Peter. And Christ says unto him, let not your heart be troubled. My brothers and sisters, I bring you a report tonight that tells you do not be troubled. We, brothers and sisters, I have no room to speak. You have no idea what is happening in this state. You would have to be here to see. Words cannot describe it. People are even all day, every day, even after we are closed, we are getting phone calls. We are making house visits. We are going in, doing hydrotherapy, doing charcoal poultices, all of these things that we are continuing to do. At the same time, my friends, we find that this work is abundant. It is an abundant work. I remember we are told in the scripture that when individuals came to Christ, that he was working from morning until night. Now, this is not a health food store in the sense where we are selling things. We are doing Bible studies with people. We are praying with people. Brothers and sisters, the testimonies are endless. We have gotten calls. This young man came to the store today. He has a fungal infection in his lungs, and he is 30-something years old. He lost his voice. He came crying. He said, I have a daughter. They give me antiviral medications. I don't want to take it. I don't trust the doctors. What should I do? And I began to have a consultation with this young man. And I said, look, let's go to the book. Let's look at what you can do. I said, first, you need some lemongrass. Thank God we have some lemongrass in the store because Sister Carla had put some lemongrass in there, her merchandise. Because the lemongrass is good for fungal infection. I said, you're going to need some black walnut, which is all over Arkansas. And I said, you're going to need also some tea tree oil, because the tea tree oil can be placed as a poultice on the fungal infection. In addition, I said, you will need licorice root. Now, licorice root, sagrada, and buckthorn can be mixed together for any kind of GI issues, but also it is a very powerful herb for combating fungal infection. The fungal infection is in his blood, and he got it from being around, from being around mold and things of that sort. It's in his blood. He was in a hospital bed. He lost so much weight, and he come to the store crying, I have a child. I don't know what to do. Please help me. And this young man was willing to do anything. Have mercy, Father in heaven, upon the work. The work is it's nonstop. I just got a phone call just before I got on the phone with you from a sister in the church. Her husband is in the hospital, in the ICU, on a ventilator. She says, Brother Yudi, what do I do? How can you help? And she's actually waiting for me to call her back. I say, I got to be on the line, but I will call you right back when I'm done. This young man shows up, and I said, one thing you need is the Podarco. The Podarco is an antifungal medication that is very strong, very potent. And so we put him on that, and the young man walked away. I said, you need to come back because we need to do a heavy-duty cleanse. I said, what is your diet like? I eat deer meat. How often? 5 times a day. Yesterday, a young girl came into the store, 13 years old, having a conversation with Brother Mozart. She said, I have not been able to have a bowel movement. She said, the mother said, at 6 years old, the doctors wanted to have a colonoscopy on this little girl. At 6 years old. Because she is having a bowel movement every 5 days. And now she's 13, and she's having the same issue. She said, I would give up anything to be healed. She says, what do I need to do? Also, my friend, this young man come in today. He's scoping around the store, and he's looking at the books. And I notice he cannot stand. He maybe is in his 30s. And I approach him. I said, what can I help you? He said, I want this book. I said, you want The Great Controversy? He said, yes. I said, well, he said, what about this? I said, that's the same book. He pointed to another. He said, what about that? I said, that's the same book. He says, but I want this one. I want the one that says 1888. I said, you want the 1888 edition? He said, yeah. He picked it up also with another book, Christ in the Sanctuary. And this is not an Adventist. These are not Adventist people coming into the store. And then he says, can you help me? He says, I'm on a self-healing path. I said, what can I do for you, my brother? He said, my kidneys are shutting down. I am 40 years old. I am going to die very soon. He says, I do not know what to do. I want you to help me. I want you to help me. I have nothing to give these individuals. Only Christ has something to give them. But God has given us the wisdom. As Seventh-day Adventists, the world is a laser house, Councils on Health, page 28, filled with victims. And the young man says, I have lost 40 pounds in the past 2 weeks, and I'm going to die. I want to come back Sunday. I don't have time today for you to sit down, you and I, to have a consultation. My friends, I can go on and on and on and on. Young lady came in the store today. Says, I want to buy a Bible. Said, who's the Bible for? It is for my brother who is in a cabin. He was in the military. He's messed up. Send me a Bible. She bought the Remnant Study Bible, the Mission Study Bible, which is a Bible with Ellen G. Which is a Bible with the Ellen G. White commentaries on it. Also, praise report. We have 2 new missionaries that came down. Brother Mozart, part of his ministry. Brother Garrett, he's 24 years old. He's been in the church for 3 years. He said, I'm willing to give my life to serve the Lord. What do you need me to do? He bought was a mattress. have mercy. In the back of his truck, he said, I'm leaving everything, and I want to serve the Lord. Brother Sean also is there with us. Brothers and sisters, his immense. There is no Seventh-day Adventist that should be sitting on their butts right now doing nothing. We've been hearing on this prayer line for how long? We've been preaching for how long? Now it's time for us to take up the work in our own hands, brothers and sisters. It is time for us to study the medical missionary work, because we are told that in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 7, that we have come to a time where every member of the church should take hold of the medical missionary work. We have come to a time where everybody should take hold of this medical missionary work. I got a call last week from another sister in the church. He said, Brother Yudi, my husband and I are sick with COVID. So I went into the home of the sister. At the time, I didn't have a mask. The mask that worked, by the way, is not the mask you wear on your face. The mask that worked is an iodine solution mist that you spray. Iodine keeps COVID from coming in. And I went in the house because I said, Lord, you know, you touched the leopard. We are not to be afraid of these things. This is not presumptuous. I was not going to not help my sister. I bought her some wormwood. I bought her some dandelion root. I made a beet, carrot, and vitamin C juice with spinach and some ginger. And then I made her a Russian antiviral. And I put in there turmeric, fresh ginger, fresh orange juice, fresh lemon, extra vitamin C, some honey, as well as some pineapple juice. Don't forget the pineapple juice because of the bromelain. And I brought it over when her husband was laid up on the bed as if dead. And the man had not been eating. Sadly, he passed away. I went to his funeral last Sunday in the church. Me, Brother Mozart, Brother Sean, we went and paid our respects. It wasn't his funeral, but it was his memorial service. There was no casket in the church. His son, I met, is a medical doctor. And he left the medical doctor field, and he's become a medical missionary. He was doing hydrotherapy with his dad. He says, I could not continue to work knowing what I know. And then he came to the store. He says, I would like to donate 2 Vitamixes to your store. And he came with his other brother, who's also a medical doctor, and they came to the store, and they sat down and ate. But sadly, he passed away. He got heart failure as a result of the COVID. He was not eating and drinking, but his wish was to go. He wanted to go. He did not want to do anything else. But the wife, by the grace of God, we were able to help her with the wormwood, with the dandelion root. She's now much better. She's no longer COVID infected, but unfortunately the elder away. Now we have another one who's in the hospital bed, and then another elder who is sick with COVID, who is the one that we helped last month. He was unable to walk. He was taking all these pain pills. Me and Brother Bernard went to his house. We did a colonics with him. We took out about 20 pounds of poop out of this man. His gut was sticking out. He was going to die. And by the grace of God, we did some hydrotherapy. We put him on a licorice root, cascara sagrada, buckthorn cleanse. He lost about 20 pounds, and he was able to walk. He was unable to walk before that. And now he ends up with COVID after he was doing much better. He was doing great, and then he went to the hospital, and the hospital gave him some stuff that they shouldn't have. And the wife came to the store today and said, Brother Yudi, I told him not to take the stuff that the hospital was offering. And he went ahead and took it, and now he is worse. And she says, but I didn't take it. I followed the things that you told me to take, and now I am up walking, but yet he is worse. Brothers and sisters, the church needs to understand what's going to happen when you go to the hospital with COVID, okay? There's nothing that they can do for you. They will put you on a path where it's going to become worse for you. Are you guys understanding that? We are on the brink. We are on the brink of collapse. The healthcare system is unsustainable right now. It will collapse. What's happening right now, they cannot, it's overwhelmed. The healthcare system is overwhelmed. We cannot depend upon the hospitals
anymore. We have to depend upon Christ and upon the man Christ Jesus. So they shut down the church for no reason, because a lot of people are fearful, and no medical missionary should be fearful of COVID-19, because COVID-19 is not a new disease, but COVID-19 is a continual element to disease. As written in Ministry of Healing, page 127, we are told that disease is an effort of nature to free the system. When God gave the definition of disease in Ministry of Healing, page 127, he saw COVID-19 in there. When Jesus was on earth, he saw COVID-19. This is not a new thing. So we need not be afraid. We need to strengthen our immune system. Every worker in the store takes every day dandelion root. They take wormwood. We drink the tea. We drink these bitter herbs. We drink these teas, and we prepare our immune system. This is not at all presumptuous. We wake up in the morning. We drink our warm water with lemon juice and oregano oil. And the oregano oil is a parathyroviral. That's the other thing that I gave to the young man who came today. I said, take this oregano oil, add it to your water in the morning. Warm lemon water in the morning. People are coming in with cancer. People are coming in with diabetes. Let me tell you something. The Lord is very merciful right now. We are in need of a sanitarium. We are in need of help. We don't have money. Okay, we are helping people. All right, we are keeping the doors open. This store is a lifeline. You would have to be here to see what is happening. My wife, you would have to be, is on overdrive with three children. Today she had to bathe Brother Mozart's mom, who had a stroke, was unable to bathe. Coming home, we had to put her in the bathroom. We are on overdrive. The demand is the people are coming in. Doctors are coming into the store. People are doctors are sending patients to us. If you don't believe me, you can ask Brother Mozart and Brother Sean. They're coming in the store. They're saying, my doctors, what is happening right now? This young lady came in yesterday, says, my doctor told me, Dr. Amanda, I wrote her name down, come to the Tree of Life, talk to the young men, they will tell you what to do. This is what we are encountering. The chief cardiologist and pulmonologist for the Baxter Hospital ate at the Tree of Life yesterday and today. She is the chief pulmonologist. You know what that is? She's the one who deals with people who have COVID lung diseases. She comes to the Tree of Life. She's listening to Barbara O'Neill on the screen. And her husband, who's also a doctor, came on a walker, ate at the Tree of Life. And she says she ordered a green juice with beets. She ordered a plant-based salad. And she says, you guys know what you are doing. Have mercy upon us, Lord. This is what the husband, who's the husband of the wife cardiologist, comes to the store. These doctors are coming in. They are testing. They are seeing. We are just a small store. Okay? The praise report, my beloved brothers and sisters, is too much for me to continue and tell you. The people are in need of help. Tomorrow we are planning to go see. We are seeing four cases tomorrow, right after church. We have two COVID to see. We have a handicap with lymphedema to see. We have another three COVID to see tomorrow, and possibly someone else in the ICU on a ventilator to go see. We are getting calls even now as we speak. We've got the consultations are backed up. It is unsustainable at this point in time. We are trying to juggle our family at the same time. We are in need of help. We are in need of help. We are exhausted at the same time. We are thankful. We are not exhausted. I'm not exhausted for lack of sleep, because we get sleep. We are exhausted and overwhelmed with the amount of sick people that we are getting. We are doing consultations and people in Memphis, Tennessee. We are doing consultations with people out of other places. We are sending and shipping things to Connecticut, people in New York. We are doing all of these consultations because sick people keep referring and coming to the Tree of Life. My brothers and sisters, Advent Life Ministry is taking on a new turn. This is the transitional process you would have to be here to see. I need help. We need funds. We need help. We need a sanitarium. We need property. We need land. If you will come here, you will not believe what is happening. You will not believe. I cannot even describe what is happening at this. In this little Arkansas, the people are coming to us, and they are asking us, what shall we do? They don't trust the hospital. They don't trust what is happening. They are wanting. Let me tell you something. On this week, I got to go speak at the hospital again. On diet, and then they booked me for every second weekend of the month in the whole month of 2022. Did you hear what I say? Every month, we have a Tree of Life has to go speak before the support house of the hospitals, the diabetes center, the cancer center, every single week, every single month in the year 2022. They booked us to them about help. Now, this is the hospital. Are you guys listening to me? I am not making this stuff up. And so we have need already, Sister Paul, Sister Carla, and I'm telling you, we need a bigger place. The place is too small. It's too small. Sometimes when people come to eat there, they have to wait until somebody finishes to leave the table for the next person to go. Now, this is not talking business. I'm just telling you. Sometimes there are people who need private consultations that we don't have the time to spend with them because we are busy serving someone else. Sometimes after we close, people are still coming. Okay? My brothers and sisters, when we did this, we did not expect this. I did not expect this. But I am seeing God's providential leading in the health message that which he has given unto us. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6, the Lord says he has brought us, he has given unto us first health and then cure. God's approach to health is first preventative and then it is curative. Sister White says an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. My brothers and sisters, we need to prevent disease instead of trying to cure. Disease, Ministry of Healing, page 127, Counselors on Health, page 28, the inspiration, the influence of the Holy Spirit is the very best remedy for disease is the influence of the Holy Spirit. Wow, there's so many testimonies. I cannot tell them all. We post some of them online. Just go to our Facebook page, Tree of Life Natural Foods. A young man was driving through, said, I could not believe a place like this exists. I'm driving from California, he said. I'm heading back to Florida. He said, I look up plant-based food, and I said, I would never believe a place like this exists in a small town like this. And he came, he ate, he said, that was the best burger. That was the best egg plant-based I ever had. And the young man is a former Olympian athlete. He's a former professional hockey player. My brothers and sisters, the classes are backed up. The visits are backed up. We used to do Bible studies on Sabbath. We cannot do it because the people are sick. They want to be visited. Well, are we going to sit there and have Bible studies? Or are we going to go visit the sick and pray with them? What would Christ have done? Christ would have been out there visiting. So we need help. I've been asking for help. Whoever is so willing, we have a place, the upper room, Brother Mozart Ministry, they are getting a place to house people who are coming. All right? Right now, our house is full. We have three missionaries in our home, plus our family. You know, my wife and I, we're all staying in the same room. We have people that are helping, you know, Brother Bernard had to get this own place with auntie. And so on and so forth, because he moved his aunt from New York City to Arkansas. His aunt moved from Queens. Now she's now in Arkansas, 92 years old. She said, I got to get out of the city. 92 years old, she said, I will not be caught and what's about to happen. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand what is getting ready to happen. The hospitals are overwhelmed. Some is overwhelmed. They are releasing new COVID-19 strains in the lab. And brothers, they are getting ready to unload on us this winter. Let me tell you something. Make sure you order. We order by the pound. Dandelion root. Papaya leaves. We order by the pound. Dandelion root and papaya leaves. Wormwood. Have these things in your home. In fact, wherever you go, have a medical missionary kit. And you know what? Next Sabbath, by the grace of God, we're going to tell you what should be in your medical missionary kit. How to deal with COVID-19 and not be fearful and not be afraid. Because God has a plan. God, COVID-19 did not take Jesus by surprise. Jesus has been in a sanctuary all along. He knew what was going to happen before it happened. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are getting ready. Listen, we are getting ready to train some of these missionaries who are coming. Training. This is going to be all help now. Because listen, this is the time where Sister White says that we should all take hold of the medical missionary work. This is the time where she said we should all take hold of the medical missionary work. Right now is not the time for us to be arguing and debating. Right now is the time for us to be answering the call to these individuals that are sick. My friends, we are on overdrive here in Arkansas. Come down and visit. We are waiting for Sister Powell to come down, give us a hand. Sister Powell, give us a hand down here. We are waiting. We need to plan these things. You have to come down to see what is happening in this store. You have to see. This is not a business. We're not just selling. These are sick people coming for prayer. Okay, Sister Becky, I forgot to tell you about Becky. She comes here. She has breast cancer, just diagnosed. She says, what do I do? How do I do this? People are coming. You know, the work is attracting people. To Christ, my friends, I'm not going to keep you long, but I told you tonight was not a sermon, but it was more of a praise report. We wanted to give God the praise and the thanks for the things that he has been doing. Let me tell you something, Sister Carla, Sister Paul, we cannot keep up with the herbs. We are ordering herbs. Next thing you know, we run out of herbs. We order herbs. The herbs, and the people here are not like New Yorkers. They don't trust the doctors here. They don't trust the doctors. They come, they say, my doctor says this. What do you think I should do? My doctor says that. What should I do? What do you think I should do? And also the doctors are sending on me. I cannot believe a young man walked in here, was in the military. She said, my doctor told me I got to stop eating meat, and I don't know what to do. They told me to come to the Tree of Life. We have a lady here named Lisa, who's an Adventist. She's a naturopathic doctor. We work in conjunction with her. She has a small sanitarium, but very small. She's not really out there like we are, and she is able to take a few people at a time, okay? But you have to let her know way ahead of time. So we need an actual place for Advent-like ministry. I spoke with Brother Rick already about it. Brother Rick, if you're listening, I told him you need to come down and assess the situation, because I can talk to you too. I'm blue in the face. But I would have to have a camera that Rick record from opening to close for you to see this weather. This is no joke. It is no joke. And we are in need of hands. We are in need of self-supporting, self-sacrificing missionaries. You're not coming here to get a $1,000 check a week. We cannot do that. This is not how God works. But you know something? If you put your treasure in heaven, God will bless you 1,000-fold. I will close with a prayer. And I welcome everyone to please pray for me. Pray for my family. We are around a lot of sick people every day, 7 days a week. We don't get a rest. We are around a lot of sick people. So please, keep us in prayer. If you haven't heard from me, Brother Yudi has no time. You know, there was a time when Sister Carla can tell you. She saw. She was there. And I think now she understands when I'm late on the line, I am dealing with sick people all the time. You know, and it's not that I don't want to be with you guys, but I am dealing with sick people. On Sundays, I'm dealing with sick people. On Saturdays, we are dealing with sick individuals all the time. I'm asking for your prayers. I'm asking for your support. Whatever it is that you can do, please. This is not our work. This is the Lord's work. Follow us on Instagram and on Facebook at Tree of Life. You will see what the Lord is doing. Father in heaven, we thank you for this praise report. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. And as we rest on the Sabbath, Lord, we pray that we would each look to you and look to our hearts that we might be saved. That we will look to the cross and ask, Lord, what shall I do? And as we would say, as did Isaiah and Jeremiah, Lord, here I am. Send me. Lord, this is no time for us to hide in our homes and say, COVID-19, COVID-19. This is the time for us to get out. Sister White says that it is in a time of greater darkness that the stars shine brighter. So if we are going to hide our light in the darkness, now is the darkness. Now the world is asking for help. Now the world is open to hear the health message. Now the world is open to hear the third angel's message. If not now, then when? If the stars will hide now in time of greater darkness, then how shall we be light to those that are in the world? Have mercy upon us, dear Lord. Give us strength. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Yudi. Thank you for that praise report. You are, you know, like you said, I've been there. I've seen it, and it's getting known. It's growing, Tree of Life, and people are just coming in and swarming in. And as Luke chapter 9, verse 1 said, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Praise the Lord. Also, Luke chapter 10, verse 2 and 3 says, therefore said he unto them, this is the Lord, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers yes. are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that ye would send forth laborers into the harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you as lamb amongst wolves. But we know that we have a God who will protect us and guide us and keep us. So thank you again, Brother Yudi. God
and
is
Sister
truly
Carla,
good.
Sister Carla.
Yes. Yes.
Sister Carla, I forgot to mention that, you know, there might be some folks who have questions on this line, because I've mentioned some remedies. There might be some folks
yes.
who might want to know how they can help or have questions, you know, because it should not just be me talking. But if you have questions, mm-hmm. if you want to understand what is happening, if you want to see, we should probably open up the line for another 10 minutes or so if we have questions or any kind
mm-hmm.
of anything of that sort. Amen.
Amen, amen. Is there any? I'm gonna open a couple lines. If you had pressed one before, please take yourself off.
We have no time to lose. We know not how soon our probation may close.
Amen.
We have but a brief life time here.
Sister Continelli. Amen. Did you have a question or just a comment?
I don't have to comment.
Okay, amen. Thank you. I open your line, Sister Leola, Brother O'Neill.
Hello?
Yes, your line is open.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes.
It's really a blessing to hear these wonderful testimony, and as I'm getting calls here in New York as well, from people and helping them as well. But, you know, that work down there, the people are more receptive to
Amen.
get him this help. And the next thing, Brother Edie, as you mentioned, those other herbs, there's one herb that is all around, and it has been bought here in the United States from Africa and Asia and Asia and some parts of Europe, called the mullein. The mullein is one of the most potent things for the lungs.
Amen.
And that is one of the plant they call the plant the natural toilet paper. Because
mm-hmm.
back in the Middle Ages, they usually use it. It has been used by the Greek, widely used by the Greek, but also by the Romans, and it's so potent. It's one of our main ingredients in our lung tonic that we give people here, and it helps to clear mucus from the lungs, and it's a plant that. If you plant one, if you have one plant close by, look for 3-4. It's one of the a plant that really comes and it grows to a within an ear, it reaches a height. And also the yellow berry on the plant, you can use it to make dye as well. So it's one of a plant that we really, really love, and we cherish that plant. If I go anywhere and I see that plant, especially when I go into the wild, I will take it and harvest it and replant it somewhere, because it's really potent. It's one of the main plants that we use for this COVID, the mullein. And chicken, it's free. It's all over America.
Yes, amen.
It's all
amen.
Over America.
Thank
you. Look, you see the mullein plant. So even those on the line who are thinking about they have to buy. You have to buy something to. Sometimes the plant is right outside you got in your garden or somewhere in the wild, and you just walk past it.
Yeah.
And so it's good to know what is around you, because sometimes we can't get things in store. We have to work with what is around us. You know, so we have to use that as a way to help
the
boost.
The thing with the COVID-19 virus that you have to understand, because, you know, one of the things that I learned in nursing is a common terminology called, anatomy and physiology. You have to understand what happens with COVID. So on the COVID, the COVID virus has what's called spike proteins, all right? So there's certain that destroys spike proteins. What is the spike proteins? Spike proteins is like a nail that attaches to something. So let's just say you're driving down the road, and then your car hits a nail. What happens? That nail attaches itself to your tire. So in order to treat the virus, you have to get rid of these proteins that are spiking all over the cell. So there are some herbs that you can take, because we have a COVID protocol here for the spike protein. You know, St. John's Wort is found throughout the entire, wherever you are. Comfrey leaf will help with the spike protein. Ginkgo biloba.
I need it too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ginkgo biloba, giant hyssop or horse mint. And then some of the, what's going to help with the pain of the COVID-19 is, the reason why there's pain in COVID-19 is two reasons. Number one, what happens, what COVID does, COVID-19 depletes your vitamin B, especially vitamin B1. So the B complex, the B1, B2, B6, all right, B12, even B17. Vitamin B17 cures cancer. And you know where vitamin B17 comes from? You
the,
get that
the apricot, from the apricot.
The apricot,
the apricot seed.
The seed of the apricot has the B7 that cures cancer. So the COVID-19 depletes all B vitamins, which causes the pain, and it also depletes potassium. So you got to replenish your potassium. And one of the ways you can do that is with carrot juice. Very simple. All right?
Yeah.
Wheatgrass. Okay, wheatgrass juice, all right, is very powerful for helping the spike proteins to be detached. All right? You have something called Schisandra berry. It's a super herb. And then you want to also utilize, dandelion. The dandelion leaf also helps with the spike protein, okay? So there's several.
Yeah, because it's the iron. Because the iron, because it's one of the plant that have 40% iron. So the iron is helped to, is a carrier to carry the rest of nutrients to the body.
That's right. Know? And also the wormwood. Okay, the wormwood, that's a study that came out of the University of Germany. Now, people, you know, in Germany, they use herbs. So in the University of Germany, they use the wormwood. The wormwood stops the spike protein from replicating. So if you already have COVID, one of the best herbs you can take, if you're already infected, is the wormwood. That's one of the best. Okay, don't listen to what people, anybody tell you. This, I have the study. If you want to see the study, I have it. And also the dandelion root will build up your immune system. Okay, the dandelion root will build up your immune system so that you do not get infected. So it was not, it was not a bad idea for you to wake up in the morning.
Vitamin C. Vitamin C.
Well, yeah, of course. Vitamin C is a given for any issue that you have, because vitamin C increase the power of your immune system. So
immunity,
you need that vitamin C.
Yeah.
But with COVID, you know, keep in mind, kill COVID, you need high doses of vitamin C, not just the 500
milligrams.
You're talking about 2,000 to 12,000 milligrams.
Per day.
Okay, very close to the vitamins. All right? And
definitely.
That's the same for cancer, too. That's the same for cancer. You need high doses of vitamin C. But you got to be careful, because if you take a high dose of vitamin C, you should never come off.
No.
All right? You should never come off. So you got to be careful
also,
how you take vitamin C.
And also, something that we have to know about vitamin C is not something that stores in the body. It uses up as you take it. It uses up instantly, so it's not something that stores in the body.
And also, vitamin D is a given. Vitamin D helps to boost the immune system, as well as oregano oil is antiviral as well. Turmeric,
definitely.
Turmeric, ginger, cayenne, pepper.
And also the thing that you mentioned, the lemongrass as well. Is also antiviral.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the
also the
is an antiviral.
Yes, it's very antiviral.
That's right. It's an antiviral.
So. It's an antiviral herb as well. So.
God is truly good, brothers and sisters. As you were talking about the mullein, Brother O'Neill, I forged that, and I have a lot of it because I was planning to make mullein tea, packaged mullein tea, and I just thank also Brother Yudi for those, those cancerous root, blood root, poke root, yellow dock, cat claw, saparella, burdock, red clover, like you said, dandelion, cleaver, chaparral, and I was planning to package those for like a something, a tea to for cancer to, stop the cancerous cells from growing. So God is truly good. And also the cayenne tincture. So God has given us wisdom and knowledge and a lot of we just have to put it together. We just have to help each other and encourage each other, help out at the Tree of Life wherever we can. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And one thing you have to understand with the mullein is also antibacterial. Antiviral and antifungal, it helps to deal with also inflammation as well. Because when people have this viral infection, it causes inflammation in the system as well. So you have to, we have to all get the book there. I think you have the Revive edition. Vance Farrell, I think, produced them. The Encyclopedia of Medicine. The Encyclopedia of Medicine. Every home should have that book inside. The Encyclopedia of Medicine. Because there's a lot of information inside that book. And and also one thing that we forget to as well, that is very antiviral as well and good for the immune system and something that you can eat it raw daily, is the aloe vera. Yeah. Yes, the aloe vera. Mm-hmm. It's very good. It boosts your immune system. And it's also a good herb for those who are suffering from kidney and liver problem. So it's mm-hmm. really good. So there's a lot we need to share more on the line on these things, because right now we're in an epidemic of sickness right now. Yeah, it's getting worse. It's getting worse more and more day by day. We see things that are affecting anyone. Nobody is immune to what is going on right now. Nobody's immune.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. right now, just the other day, I was watching a complete, I have the article, a complete article that I've gotten from going on Dr. Malone's website. He was one of the persons that created the COVID vaccine. And he's been shut up right now. They don't want to hear nothing from him because he's the one eating out against these things and telling them that if you vaccinate the whole world or so much people with this thing, they're gonna become the problem to society. And we see, and there are a lot of people has been left in the dark by the doctors. They gave them the injection and they leave them because they can't help them. Not something comes in your body that comes out easily. It's a miracle to get it out. So you have to analyze these things. And people coming to me asking if they should take or whatever, tell them, you got to trust God. It's either you're going to put your faith in God or you're going to put your faith in man. And we have to understand that these things that go into our system, it is defiling our body. Mm-hmm. This thing is defiling our body. And guess what? When they say boost a shot, when you put something inside your body to boost your body, what it does is going to help that it's already inside of your body not to get better, but to get worse. So be careful. So thank you, Brother Moody, for sharing. And continue to pray for that ministry there and all of the workers who are scattered all abroad, because this work is vast. There are millions of people to be reached in these last days through the medical missionary work. Sister White says in her writing that when in all line, only one line shall remain is the medical missionary work, medical evangelism. That will be the last work. So the only way we're going to be able to reach people is through this medium. And this is an effective medium that God has set up. If we look at Christ's life in Matthew 4, after he left out of the wilderness, temptation, victorious, what he was doing after that, check from Matthew chapter 4, go down. All day he was going healing all manner of diseases. Jesus was not afraid of the leper. He came to do his work as Isaiah prophesied, to relieve the brokenhearted, mm-hmm. those who are bruised. That is the same work that we are appointed to do.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Brother Judy and Brother O'Neill. And brothers and sisters, I pray that you took notes down and, you know, you can talk to Brother Judy is busy, but you can text him or call him, Brother O'Neill, myself, about the herbs that to help you and that you should have in your home and share with your families. Also, like Brother Yuda say, ginseng, guava, echinacea is good. He already said it, licorice root, pomegranate, those are good to eat. And It's a blessing. Also, plantain, that's a powerful that's a powerful leaf, and it's, you know, usually grown all over. And just like the mullein, I have some seeds that I drop, and they're growing by myself and growing all over. So I just thank the Lord for the this message today. It was really helpful to remind us the work that needs to be done. And we know the medical missionary work is the right hand of the gospel. So we all have to take it on, and we all have to meet what's going on. Face, you know, with the grace of God, we can meet it and be overcomer. So again, just want to thank each and every one of you. Pray that you have a good night. Let us have one last word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, I thank you for the work that is going on in Mountain Home, Arkansas. I thank you, O Lord, for the blessing that you have pronounced upon the store, Tree of Life, O Father. And I ask that you will continue to consecrate the heart of each and every one that comes there, the workers, O Father, those that comes in, O Father, that you will prepare them to meet you, O Father. Phil, Brother Udy, Brother Mozart, Brother Garrett, Brother Sean, Sister Melissa, and all the workers that come down there, fill them with your Holy Spirit, O Father. Father, so that they can go out with power from on high, Father, to do the work that you have called them to do. And us too, O Father, help us to put our hands in the to the work, O Lord, and not to look back, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will take care of us. You will provide for us and strengthen us, O Father. Help us, O Father. Help the Talvera family, Lord, as they have young ones and doing this work, O Father. I thank you for them. Oh, Lord, please bless them, protect them, that no harm or danger come by their dwelling, oh, Father. And their body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And they have vowed not to put anything in there that will bring harm to the body, oh, Father. Fill them again. Bless them, protect them, and guide them. Put a hedge of protection around all the workers, oh, Father, your people, Father, everyone on this prayer line. Bless each and every one of us to be strong and to be faithful to you, and to we know the leaves are for the healing of the nation. We thank you ever so much, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you honor and praise and thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Have a good night, brothers and sisters. Jesus loves you. God bless. Bye-bye now.